This is Here and Now, and let's talk about the moderator at last night's debate, NBC's Lester Holt. Many conservatives aren't thrilled with his performance. The executive editor of the conservative media site Newsbusters said the debate was so slanted it looked like Holt took a bribe. And Trump himself weighed in this morning on Fox News. He was asked what grade he would give Holt as a moderator.
I'd give him a C, C+. I thought he was okay. I thought he was fine.
All right.
You can check
nothing
the box.
Outstanding. I thought he gave me very unfair questions at the end, the last 3-4 questions. But, I'm not complaining about that. I thought he was okay.
Okay.
Joining us now is NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik. Hi, David.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what grade would you give Lester Holt as the moderator last night?
I might be a little more generous than Mr. Trump was himself. I thought he did a pretty good job. Last night I said, I think, online that I thought he did well. I think he did pretty well. He navigated some tough waters there. You know, Trump in the first, call it 15, 20, 25 minutes, really rolled over both Holt and Clinton in terms of saying what he wanted to say, when he wanted to say it, clearly stretching the bounds of the timing beyond elasticity. And those were also really the best stretch Trump had all night. He did quite well on trade and jobs issues, if you recall. But I thought that Holt also weighed in at certain moments to guide the conversation. At one point, he brought Trump back when Trump was answering a question about in a way that talked about trade. And Holt reminded him the question had been, how are you going to bring all these jobs back? An assertion Trump had made without any supporting indication of policy to do so. I thought that he sort of played a fairly minimalist role and yet was constructive presence in terms of guiding the conversation and at times providing a certain reality check.
He actually did fact check Trump on the issue of whether Trump had been in favor of the Iraq war before the war started. This is something that Matt Lauer famously did not fact check Trump on at that commander-in-chief forum recently. Holt did.
Yeah, I think that Holt was present in a way that Lauer was not. Of course, he had the benefit of hindsight watching his colleague Matt Lauer be flayed, online for his failure to do so. But a pretty important thing. After all, Clinton, I think rightly, particularly during the primary season, has had to answer for her decisions, for her policy voting in favor of the invasion. And it's not unfair for Trump to point out, hey, I was a private citizen and she was an actual U.S. senator, but she is publicly talked about that decision and had to account for it. You know, if he's claiming omniscience, what he did instead was point to his friend Sean Hannity of Fox News saying, look, I talked about it with that guy all the time before the war, and therefore it counts. But that was apparently in only a private setting, certainly not showing up in any transcripts of Hannity's shows over on Fox News. So if Trump wants a credit for omniscience, he needs to show that that actually occurred. Holt reasonably raised the point.
And then there was the issue of birtherism, and Holt stepped in a couple of times on that one. Let's listen.
Because I want to get on to things that are very important to me and that are very important to the country.
I'll let you respond. That's important. But I just want to get the answer here.
Do you think that Holt did enough on fact checking? A lot of people wanted him to do a lot of that. And some people didn't want him to do any of that. So that's not the role of the moderator.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a question of what role you want a moderator to play. Jim Lehrer, a very honorable, smart, good journalist, was a moderator for many years at these kinds of things. And he told me and others that what he'd like to do is a fairly, very reserved role that he almost melts away. I'm not quite in favor of that. I don't think that you're serving as a notary public where you simply attest, you know, sign some document saying you witnessed what occurred. I think you do want to, in some ways, hold all candidates in front of you to account for certain statements. But it's tricky. You know, Lester Holt at one point last night tried to fact check a statement that Trump made about stop and frisk in a ruling in here in New York that basically held it to be unconstitutional.
Right.
But Trump actually had some valid points when he counterargued and said that's actually not quite framing it right. It was a limited decision and that judge was later taken off the case. So there are some perils to doing this. You have to be on solid ground and you have to pick your moments. If these moderators fact-checked everything that politicians said on stage where, you know, rhetoric has to allow some modest elasticity, some greater truth that is not precise in every possible live moment of speaking, you know, that would be a back and forth that would interfere with our ability to hear what the candidates have to offer.
Well, David, what about the presentation itself on TV? We saw the candidates in split screen for the entire debate so we could watch for the whole 90 minutes, you could see the reaction shots of each candidate. What did you think about that decision? Because that's not something that's been done in previous debates.
You've seen it, if I recall correctly, in moments and in portions of past debates, but not for such an extended time as the entire debate itself. I liked it. I liked seeing their body language. I liked seeing how they responded to things. You know, one of the advantages of watching on television rather than watching on or listening on radio, if there is one to be had, is looking at facial expressions and looking at how people carry themselves. Are they respectful? Are they attentive? Are they bored? Are they sighing? What are they doing? It's not the real reason you should be tuning in, but it's part of the performative element of public leadership in a sense. And this gives you some sense of these two candidates in that way.
Well, whether you watched it on TV or listened to it on NPR, we would love to hear your thoughts on how Lester Holt did as a moderator and what would you like to see in the next debate from the moderators. Let us know at our website, hereandnow.org. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thanks as always.
You bet.